Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to provide an update for the ongoing efforts to support local businesses through the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, Karen, we first talked as a lot was unfolding when it came to COVID-19 and how things have definitely changed in the last week and a half or so since we talked. And one of the programs that was launched and announced within that first week came initially from Mayor DeWard announcing it from the city of Pella, but in partnership with PACE, and that is Pay It Forward Pella, a chance for people to turn their money they're spending at local businesses back in and turn receipts into you and then get the Pella bucks back. How has that process been working so far, and what kind of feedback have you been seeing from people as they try to shop local during some very trying times for our small business owners?
First, I might just thank the city for their partnership in this. We both have the best interest of all of our businesses in our community at heart, and this is one way where we could really pool our resources to try and stimulate the economy as best we could and also reward people for doing that. So we launched that on the 20th of March, and so far Sarah in our office has been busy filling envelopes with Pella bucks in reward for people really spending their money locally. We have had a lot of calls just wondering about who participates in it, what businesses participate in that program. And I really want to remind listeners that the program is really designed to help small businesses. So any of our small businesses in the community, whether that be an auto repair or whether that be bakeries or the meat markets, or buying a gift certificate to a lawn service, any of our small businesses will qualify. You just need to save those receipts. The only items that we are not qualifying are groceries and gas. So I would just put a little bug in everybody's ear to really continue to support our community, save those receipts, and send them in to us.
And there are some limits. At some point, you max out, but it's quite the cap for individuals. And then in terms of individual purchases, did want to mention that as well.
Yes, and that is information all available on our website as well. But we do have a maximum of $1,000 in receipts from any business. Now, you can turn one in much larger than that, and we've had some of those, so that is excellent. But we only reward on $1,000 worth of that. We do have a limit of up to $500 in earned Pella bucks per person. So that is quite a significant reward that they can get per person, not per household, per person in Pella bucks.
And now that's been an aim to help our small businesses through this difficult time. Now that we've had some, time to live through this process of carry out at our restaurants and a lot of our local retailers having to only do curbside or online delivery, what have you been hearing in terms of feedback or the questions that you're hearing most from our local business owners as they really try to navigate unprecedented times? And Karen, what would be probably the busiest and most successful time of the year for these retailers with tulip time would have been looming at this point?
Well, I think our retailers are pivoting and being very nimble and providing services that are in accordance with all of the information that we are receiving from CDC guidelines and social distancing. What we are hearing from customers is actually that they really like the service, being able to have their packages delivered curbside or drive-through. And one of the other big questions that we have been receiving is just hours, because a lot of our businesses have gone to slightly different hours than what you would have normally been able to expect from them. And again, on our website, Pella.org, or you can download the Pella Now app, we have listed in there, and we update it daily or as needed, all of the restaurant hours, all of the retail hours, and also what kind of services they offer that people can either just click the app or check our website, and they'll know that information.
And now the other big piece of this is that Congress had recently passed the CARES Act, a bipartisan, almost unanimous support in both the House and Senate to try and stimulate the economy. And while many of us as individuals will be receiving either checks or direct deposits, there are resources available for small businesses. And all those aren't quite available yet, Karen, but the PACE Alliance intends to be a local liaison to help our local business owners if they have questions and need some guidance as it relates to the CARES Act and other federal and state assistance programs.
Exactly. And as we receive those details of what that program or programs will be, we will certainly pass that along. I know the Greater Des Moines Partnership is also keeping us well informed of changes or additions or availability to those programs. So we intend to distribute that in the same time frame as we receive it. So I would encourage everybody to just kind of keep an eye on the email boxes. And we'll try to keep everybody as up to date as we can with the continually changing situation.
Well, and COVID-19 isn't the only headline, as much as it feels like that for a lot of us. PACE Alliance continues to do a lot of its work to benefit the Pella area, both in terms of the industry and in terms of the retail environment. And there will actually be some information released soon. And there's already been a presentation by the time this airs that will kind of detail some of the mapping technology that allows our retailers to learn a lot more about how customers and visitors alike act when they're here in our community.
Yes, in February, we partnered with the Retail Coach, a firm out of Austin, Texas, to conduct and collect and analyze the information on Pella's customers. We have an idea of where they're coming from, what they like to do. This information will not only verify that for us or give us additional information, but it's also going to show us what our gaps are. What are our local residents leaving the community to find? Those might be great opportunities for local businesses to expand, or maybe for us to bring in additional businesses as we move through. It's probably very timely information to have right now, because as we do come out of this, I think that information, that really detailed information on who our customers are and what they're looking for, will definitely help in the recovery process and the ongoing process.
Once again, that was PACE Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen. If you missed any of our Let's Talk Pella programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.